Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
Hey guys, what's up? This is the after show for Lifetime TV's Married at First Sight Honeymoon Island. We are breaking down episodes 2 and 3 tonight, and we are talking about Jocelyn coming back, and people are sleeping on couches. You do not want to miss the juiciness.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Yes, give me the sexy honeymoon music.
Oh, yeah. You have to go to a honeymoon with a smooth operator.
I mean, there is a smooth operator that we are going to discuss on this show. He is really showing his true colors, I think. Or we're going to talk about it. But you guys, we are here at AfterBuzz TV. We are breaking down episodes 2 and 3. Allie was the host last week. We were not here, sadly. But next week, the band will be together. We will all be here. I am Lauren Leonelli. And this is...
Hi, I'm Jennifer Golden.
And we are here to break down, like we said, episodes 2 and 3 of Honeymoon Island, Married at First Sight. This is different than Married at First Sight, the original.
Right.
So these people have been kind of picked... In a way that they will match, they kind of match on paper, but they are allowed to then pick who they want to be with based on chemistry.
Right, and that is what Allie covered last week. So now they've been matched, they've matched themselves, which I think is really interesting because they've given themselves the gift of choice.
Yes.
But they have these two awesome guides that help them along the way.
Which are very helpful. One is a pastor.
Yeah.
And one is like a love doctor.
Right. And so between the two of them, they help everyone sort their shit out. Oops, so sorry. But you know what I mean.
You know what. The stuff. They get in there. And they get real too, by the way.
Oh, they do.
They do, which is helpful because this is a 3-week process. They ain't got no time to waste.
No, they got to maximize every moment to find love or figure out that they're not right for each other, but hopefully make it work. So we now have 5 couples.
Yes.
Right. And so they are...
Yes. So we're going to go through episode 2, The Sweet Life, and episode 3, Breakdown to Breakthrough. But we are going to basically just hit a couple and go through their journey of these 2 episodes.
Right.
Yes.
Because... we love them, and we want them to find love. So
yes, and they're on their honeymoon.
Yeah, so basically,
they're working backwards a little bit.
It's weird, but you know what? I would go on a free trip to find love. Why not?
Yeah, and they're that's in like St. Martin, or where is that? Where they are? I think they are.
No, St. Bart's. No.
Somewhere real pretty with blue water.
Exactly.
Tropical,
like Sade's music. So our first couple is Shannon and Kimber.
Okay. So first of all, what is your very first impression of Shannon and Kimber? Do you feel, I feel as though, so this is the couple that is, they don't know if they're, having a problem with one wants to have kids and one does not.
Right. Kimber does not want to have kids and Shannon does. And although they talk about it, they still don't see eye to eye and choose. So basically the idea of episode 2 is that they're all choosing whether to stay in a hotel suite or not together and, like, join on this honeymoon romance in the same room.
By the end of the episode, they have picked if they are staying in the suite together or not.
Right.
And if they don't want to do that, they have to go home.
Right. That's it. These two choose to stay in a suite together despite several conversations about her not wanting to have kids and him wanting to have kids.
Do you feel like Shannon is a little aggressive? I feel like he is constantly, like, trying to, like, put himself on her. And she is really, I feel like she's very cerebral, right? Like, she's like, I really want to, like, talk to everybody and I really want to figure this out. And she's extracting the emotion, which I think is hard to do. When someone asks you to go on chemistry and how you feel about somebody, you kind of throw all that out the window. You're like, I really like this person and they don't care. You paint the red flags white and you're like, they're cute and I just want to be, whenever, everything's fine.
Right.
Kimber does not do that. She's like, I'm really being kind of like in my head about this and I want to be logical. And I feel like Shannon's sort of like getting a little physically aggressive, not in like a threatening way, but he's like putting the moves on.
Well, they were the first couple, I think, to kiss in the water.
They were.
And so I just find it odd that they would choose to stay together when they want very, very, very different things in their life. And, like, it's not like one person eats red meat and one is a vegan. One person wants to bear children and the other doesn't.
Yeah.
So those two people, you know, if we were looking at this objectively, which we are, would not make it. They would not last.
No, that's a big... Although, I do think that when you first meet somebody and they say, you know, I'm on... Like, she wasn't so black and white about it at first. She was like, I don't know. It's a really big lifestyle change. Like, she kind of tiptoed around it.
Right.
And then she got into it a little bit more in episode 3 to break down the... breakdown to breakthrough, where she was like, I really actually don't want this. And so it became a little more clear to me. I think this is going to be their issue. They did decide to stay in the suite together in episode 2. And then this issue became very present in their, it seemed to be pushing them apart a little. Like, she became uncomfortable with him and he became like, well, we kind of need to talk about this, because you're right. If that's something that you disagree with, like, you, how are you gonna, if somebody comes into a relationship and is like, I don't know about kids, and then you fall in love with someone and you're like, you know what, actually, if this is something you really want, I'm a little bit more indifferent about it, but let's make it happen. That's right. Different. This is not the
this
case.
This is like a staunch opinion that is, I mean, you don't make someone have kids if they don't want to have kids, like, or... You don't want to, you don't make someone else not have kids because you don't want kids.
No.
Like, you don't deprive somebody of these life choices.
Oh, it's a big thing.
Yeah. So I don't know. We'll get into our segment later where we give these couples advice.
Yes.
But it seems like they...
I'm on the fence about them right now.
Yeah. I was on the fence about them from the get-go with the whole kid thing.
I am too. I feel kind of like they felt like they sort of just ended up together more out of happenstance, but they're both so open. I think he is really attracted to her and she's just like... more in her head, cerebral about it.
She did say, though, that, like, he's everything she wants.
That's true.
And that, like, he's so her type. And I mean, if you put them in a lineup, I would have never put those two together.
No, I wouldn't. But
ever.
You know what? Maybe they'll surprise us. Maybe they'll come. Because there are some other couples that seem like they're really, like, a perfect match made in heaven. But, we've seen this happen before. It's called it burns out real quick.
Right. It's the fast burn, not the
fast
slow burn.
The fast burn, not the slow burn.
There's probably a better term for the fast burn.
I don't know.
Burn.
We're going to make that up for now.
Okay,
but
it's the fast
that's
burn.
How it feels, right?
If you guys are watching and you want to talk to us in the chat, you should tell us what the actual term for hurrying up to get
it's
into
like
a relationship
is. It's
like
when you meet someone, love at first sight, and it's like everything's like really hot and heavy, and then it doesn't hold. It fizzles out quick because you're really focusing on this like sexual chemistry maybe and not other things. And this is what the show is trying to do. They're trying to make people pay attention, these couples pay attention to their chemistry, but then also figure out if this is something that they can now pay attention to other things like common ground and things
like
that are going to be long-lasting.
Is basically going to touch on different areas of a relationship now that they've matched on chemistry.
Yes.
So, like,
chemistry, you can't do anything about that.
Right. And so they've strategically placed these people there, but, like, at this point now it's up to them. TM in our chat room said that they should have parted ways because to have kids versus not is a deal breaker when you're not on the same page.
I mean,
I agree, TM, obviously.
I kind of feel like it, yes, you're
true
not wrong about
that.
Okay, who's our next couple that we're going to break down?
Tyler and Isabella.
Okay, so this is a couple that is... completely and totally all chemistry.
Oh, yeah. But they've never kissed, which is so weird.
Well, they did finally, but it was really kind of lame.
Right.
But they did do a lot of talking about how this isn't happening, and then it's – and Jonna got into that as well. I do think that it's a social experiment, if you will, so we are going to be focusing on some things that aren't sort of real life. But, like, they did – they were very heavily focused on what their physical pace was.
Yeah.
It was a little weird. But this couple, as soon as this dude walked in, Isabella was like locked eyes on this dude, and he was like super into her, and they instantly gravitated towards each other. They did not leave each other's side. They had picked, they were the obvious choice at first.
Which to me as a viewer was not that obvious, but.
Well, I mean, I think in comparison to how other people were gravitating towards each other, this was like they were instant. Like, they just started talking. She was very open about, oh, my God, this guy's so my type, blah, blah, blah. And he was, like, kind of giddy over her. And they started – they just hit it off instantly. And yes. they – then were it was no I mean they showed up together to pick each other. They were for sure going to be in the suite together, and you know, they to me, they were a quick connection, but it made me weary because of what we're talking about with the slow burn versus the quick love at first sight, if that is sustainable. And to me, my you know, like, haunches went up, and I was like, this isn't going to last.
What's a haunch?
It's like, you know, when a dog, when their hackles and their fur go up there.
Haunches and hackles, everyone. Yes, that's the name of a new bar.
It's haunches and hackles.
I know. That's good. I'll open it.
Okay, great. I'll be your
where
partner.
You can bring your dog.
Yeah.
And hang out.
In the dog
on
house.
On dates. In the dog house. There should be a bar called the dog house.
There is. Yeah. Anyway, it's when the fur on their back stands up, like when they're alerted.
Yes.
You know, it's like when you're like, oh my God, I'm alerted about this thing.
I see.
It alerted me. I'm like, ooh, they really like each other, but like, is this gonna stand the test of time?
Well, and then, so in the second episode, obviously we see that they choose to stay together.
Yes.
But he has to stay on the couch.
A lot of couples did this, and I thought it was right. Very respectful.
I did too, because it was day two that they had to make this choice?
Even though they only have a 3-week process, so like, you gotta speed it up a little bit. But like, what, I mean, this was kind of starting to show us that Isabella is, she's got some like rules. She's like rule heavy. She's like got boundaries, which I don't think are bad, but like, I kind of want to, like, give her a shot of tequila and tell her to, like, take a deep breath. Although I should probably be taking my own advice.
Well, we know how you feel about tequila, so.
I don't like tequila.
No.
But I'm just saying, I think she could relax a little, is what I'm saying.
She could. And, I mean, for whatever reason, he's all about her, which is great. And at some point between episode 2 and 3, it's all a blur because it was so fun. And I just, like,
yeah,
watched one into the next, and
I binge-watched.
So, he basically says that she makes him a better person.
And I think that's important. I think that somebody does need to motivate you, and somebody you need to be able to start paying attention to these things within this chemistry that's happening. And I feel like they felt right at first. I'm just nervous about that.
I'm nervous, too, for a couple reasons. One, he said something about he leaves the toilet seat up and she literally comes and finds him. And
she had a problem with the loofah in the season before.
Right. And so she seems real picky as you dive in. So when you see her and him doing some sort of like, not parasailing, what is it like?
Paddleboarding.
That thing.
Paddleboarding.
Like, they finally, after moving in together, which is like so backwards, she asks him about his upbringing.
Yeah.
Like, what have you been talking about this whole time? And what are you into about each other?
And also, they're very different backgrounds.
They're both so different.
But that's okay, though.
Do you not get the sense that she's mothering him a little bit?
Maybe she is, and maybe that's her jam, and maybe he wants to be mothered, and maybe that'll work. And it's okay to be picky, you guys. It is okay to be picky.
Yes, but it seems like she's nitpicky.
It might be, but if she is picky, it's okay, because guess what else you should be picky about? Your podcast, people, and the things that you listen to, and where you tune in online and on YouTube, Jen.
And guess what, guys? Our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows.
All you picky little TV showers.
Uh-huh. You might have even seen us cover some of them, like Amazon's Forever.
Mm-hmm.
And
we did Love at First Flight.
Which is not Love at First Sight, but very close.
Mm-hmm.
So, guys, we've got from dramas to reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There is no network. No, none.
None.
That works harder to serve television fans like you. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. You're watching, obviously, the reality channel right now, because that's how you found us. But by subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that is tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow, which is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. We give you choices here, just like the channels. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel, the reality channel, and check out our other AfterBuzz TV YouTube channels as well. And let us know you did in the comments, and we'll thank you on air.
We'll shout for you now,
Thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
I mean, this show feels like a sport. It's like, who's going to win? Who's going to get the ring?
Definitely a winning
there's
situation.
There's a sporting element to this, you guys. And, okay, so Isabella and what's his name with the reddish hair? I can't decide if he has red hair or not. Tyler. I mean, yeah, I feel like she's slightly uptight. She's been on TV before. He's a little weird about it. Well, and this show.
He had an audition, though, because all of these people... Yeah. They had auditioned in the past and they were not selected, or they were selected and went on and didn't.
We need to remember that he's on the show now, too. Right. They're all in the same place. They're all looking for the same thing. This couple worries me a little. We will see what happens. Mm-hmm. They worry me a little. Okay, who is next?
Jonna and Brandon with an I.
Brandon, I like that name for a girl.
Same. It's really growing.
Putting that in my repertoire. Mm-hmm. So speaking of walls, right? We said Isabella had some walls. This girl has got some mage walls.
I think just episode 3 was named after her.
It was like legit. I'm scared. Jonna, first of all, thought his name was Jonah. Jonna.
I don't understand. So maybe his name is Jonathan, and they were like, what's short for Jonathan? Not John.
Jonna. He is...
Hot.
He is a sneak attack to me.
Why?
Because I, at first, was like, I don't understand. And then the more this guy speaks, and he's very, knows himself very well. I feel like he's the oldest guy in the group, mm-hmm. and in his mid-30s, and I just feel like he knows what he wants, and I think that Brandon is cool, and she's very driven and very focused, and I think that's, like, sexy, and she's attractive, and so I think that's great, but I think that she needs to break down the wall. She can't even talk to the love doctor without being like, I don't like having these deep conversations, and instantly breaking down into
tears. Which is a weird choice, then, to go on a TV show about love and talking.
Maybe she's really trying to challenge herself, and this challenge is really breaking her, and I think that she has the potential. He has the potential with his emotional capabilities to help her.
Who would have thought, though?
This.
I gotta say, he's really cute in my eyes. He's very much my type.
Very cute.
But I would have pegged him, and this is my own issue, as like a player type.
So Chris is the player.
Yeah. But so I would have seen Jonna as that type, and to hear him speak about his own experiences, what he's looking to get out of this, how he treats her, how he looks at her, and what he wants, and all of that is, like, so remarkable to me, because it's really, like, you cannot judge a book by its cover.
Yeah.
And hearing his opinion as a guy, and him speak so highly of her as to what he's looking for, I think is a lesson to us all, if you're watching this as a female, that men are looking at what we present as our picture, whether we are, you know, impressive in our careers, whether we are confident individuals. Yeah. Like, I think it's very interesting to hear the other side of the coin as a female, and he gives it pretty straight, and like...
He does give it pretty straight, really, and it's like, be a little gentler on yourself. Like, he's seeing her for her, and he's accepting her, all of her flaws and her positive thing, everything. And I think it's a little more difficult for her, but I think she's much younger and there's some walls there. He has been through some stuff. He opens up. So her mother comes, right? Her
because
mother
she
comes.
Had that whole breakdown.
She
so
had
they
that whole breakdown and they brought, so I think this show, we're going to expect to see some of this, I think.
Like, surprise
if
people.
If somebody is having an issue, they're going to try their best, because I do really feel like this show wants these people to succeed, so they're going to help them succeed. They're not setting them to fail.
No, and we have a podcast called It's Complicated right here on AfterBuzz TV, one show before this one. Tune in at 6. But what we always say is it takes a village to date and have relationships and basically live life. So they present you with this village. Basically, they have the psychologist or psychiatrist, I forget what she is. They have the pastor, who's like a marriage counseling person.
Right. And all of the people you're with.
Well, also, like, in certain religions, you have to actually go to a person that helps you through things, and you have to meet with that person a certain amount of time. So I'm assuming that's, like, what his basic job is. But, so, it makes sense to bring in, like, even on, what is it, something about Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, you get to phone a friend. You get all these other options. Yeah. So to bring in her mom to help her figure this out.
In a moment where she really, really needed it was, I think, important. It really did help her kind of get over that hump. And Jonna was, like, very nervous about all of a sudden having to meet her mother. And you could tell that this meant he cared. This was a moment for him that was a big deal. He wanted to put on his best foot forward. He had no mental preparation, which would have totally freaked me out. He said he was like, I was sweating. Meanwhile, right before this, he's saying, like, why am I talking about holding hands with this person? Like, this is so elementary to me. This is really, he was starting to get really confused. She was putting up walls. Her mother comes in and really helped the situation. I mean, it could have gone either way.
Right.
She really helped the situation. I think they kind of made a breakthrough. And I feel like this couple is looking a little more positive towards the end of episode 3 than I thought.
Same. But it makes me sad that it took a breakdown and her mom to come because of,
yeah.
Like, he just seems like he obviously chose her and he's giving her the signs that he's in it. And I'm more sad, I think, because I think he deserves somebody that's ready, and but, she doesn't seem ready.
But maybe he's the type of personality who can handle somebody like her who has it in her somewhere. It's just a little deeper.
I guess, and we'll potentially see.
He seems very emotionally deep to me.
Yes, I do maybe think his patience might run out, but we can maybe talk about that in we'll predictions.
See. Okay, great. Know. All right, who's the next couple? Couple number 4.
Hold on, let me refer back to my handy notes.
There are so many, and I get names wrong all the time, guys. Okay, so.
Chris and Jada. Since you're dying to talk about Playboy Chris.
Okay, wait, hold on.
Yes.
Who's the other couple that we're missing besides
Eric Chris and girl whose name I
okay,
can't remember.
Okay, let's talk about Eric and the girl with the reddish hair. If somebody can remember her name, chime in. They are flying under the radar because they're really mellow, both of them. They feel to me like they found each other because they're like, we're very technical and we're ticking off these boxes. And
so boring.
I wouldn't have placed him with her, but I would have thought she would have went for him, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
I feel like he is sort of like kind of standoffish and like let her, she seems more of the aggressor to me. She's not aggressive, but she's kind of like, he is my type. And like she kind of went for him and he seems... She loves that he's well-traveled. They make sense on paper. Both of the specialists, the experts, have said they make sense. I feel like my instinct says when they got to the suite together and he was like, I'm sleeping on the, oh, we're already here. Okay, I guess. Yeah, I'm on the couch tonight. Like, I don't want to judge, but it feels to me like he's like having a hard time thinking about her in a sexual way.
I don't blame him, and our fans that are talking in the chat room says, Luann actually says Eric's not into her. And
I don't think he
TM
is.
TM agrees, and I think we all agree.
What is her name, guys? Oh, my God.
What is her? I'm not into
I
her.
I am the worst at this. I get names wrong all the time. I'm surprised I even know your name.
Oh, I'm Jen.
And I'm not Jen.
No.
So, but it also, it's hard, but whoever this girl is, I feel like he's not into her. Maybe, hold on,
someone
though.
Tell us her
I
name.
Will say this. Maybe they will be the slow burn.
And that's what I think. And then I'm going to be like, what do I know about love? Obviously nothing if
they
these two end up together.
They grow together. This show talks a lot about, like, growing love and, like, that... They may do that, and they may end up being really compatible because they do have a lot of commonalities on paper.
Sure.
And this, if there is some passion and chemistry that, like, can grow between them, then maybe they could be...
But fine, but not, then I'm doing it all wrong is all I have to say.
The show is... The editing of the show is not focusing on them totally because they're not as exciting.
They're so not
and
dramatic.
And they may end up being very exciting and very fun
I
to watch.
I feel like they sit at home and play Rummy Cube.
But
the,
and
really
you know what?
Game, but it's very
Rummy
boring.
Cube is very fun. But... And they... I do... To though, me, to me, I feel like they're a couple to look out for. Because I think that there are some things that make a lot of sense. And they, you know, I mean, they've talked a lot about traveling. They've talked a lot about their backgrounds. And to me, my final say on them is that she is more attracted to him than he is to her. But that it may end up equaling out.
Maybe. But they do feel like a couple that might shop for doilies.
And they chose each other in the suite. Yes, he's sleeping on the couch. And they're like, just everything seems normal right now. There's nothing, like, to be worried about,
no,
I don't think.
They're like that family that has, like, a photo that everyone's matching, and they wear khakis.
They might. Oh, God, please don't do that if and you they get married. If they end up together, okay. Okay, now, let's get to the juiciest couple.
Finally! Chris and Jada, okay, not so, Jocelyn.
Okay, however. Jada, not Jocelyn, but confusing. So, The end of episode 2, Jocelyn comes back. It makes Jada uncomfortable, clearly, because she's like, well, what the hell am I supposed to do? Say I am not okay with you guys talking? Like, we've known each other for 12 hours, but also I'm not okay with you guys talking.
Right.
She already feels this weirdness because he had a hard time deciding it was her. So now the foundation of their relationship's got a little cracks in it. She's like, am I really the one he wants?
Listen, Jada, I'd be confused too.
I'd feel the same way. And the experts are both like, this is a problem already. But he ends up talking to Jocelyn and is like, listen, my daughter is very important to me, and I see Jada with my daughter and being a mother figure to my daughter. When I look at Jada, he gets emotional. He feels like he sees his daughter in Jada. And he ends up and because their conversation consisted of his relationship with his daughter and Jocelyn didn't bring her up at all, he pointed this out. And I do feel like he seems like a player. He looks like a player because he's so good looking. The show's...
I
think he is very attractive, but that is my type.
Oh. Well, he's not my type, but I guess he's their type.
He's hot.
Two people's type. So if he's two people's type, he's obviously the player of the group because
I feel like no one else has two people fighting over. They're kind of focusing on this because they've got to do this to make the story interesting. But he also is coming off that way. So like where there's smoke, there's fire, right? Like he's got these two girls kind of fawning over him.
But he goes and picks the girl who talks about his daughter.
And I love that.
So amazing. And when they did that in the first episode where they're like, okay, pick the person who, when you close your eyes, you envision like walking down the aisle. And I was like, oh my God, he like knew and went and got her. And I was a little scared he was going to make the wrong choice.
Oh, I thought he was going to pick Jocelyn.
Yeah, same. And that's why I was a little afraid. But then he picked Jada and I was like, yay. But also you just put that girl through torture to like make her wait to be picked.
But
now, where were these people hiding?
But this show is, I mean, listen, you're taking the risk of this happening because this show is that. It's like a 3-week competition, if you will, to like get in there and like lay it all out there and make a decision under pressure, which they're all going to feel pressured at some point. His pressure was
day
there.
Day one.
His pressure was day one. Some people felt the chemistry instantly, like Isabella and Tyler. Some people it took a second. That doesn't mean that they're a player. That means like that's realistic. Like I don't really know. I've only had one conversation with you.
Right.
So I don't know. Like I think you're attractive.
It's like musical chairs, literally, but on Honeymoon Island.
But that, it's very much so. But that is a very good thing to think about, to ask yourself, all you single people out there, people who are dating, like if you're in a situation where you've got something with somebody and something with somebody else and you're trying to figure it out, ask yourself the bigger picture questions. Do you see this person in A, B, or C situation?
Right.
What are your boundaries? What are your qualifications? Do they fit in this? Ask yourself those big, simple questions and everything probably will fall into place. It sounds like Chris did that.
I'm glad he did. And then I'm also glad, I mean, that he gave Jocelyn the respect of, like, her time and telling her, like, the truth and, like, listen, this is what happened and gave her essentially closure. I don't love that she came back on because she should sort of just respect the decision and, like...
But I do feel
like... She was
like,
misled. Yes. So I get that.
Yes, I do feel like there were some questions for her that were valid. But they brought her in, like, the villain to come shake things up. And he put that fire out very quick.
And I love Jada setting her boundaries. She's like, nope, we're not going to talk about this anymore. Let's get drinks
that was
and
good.
Move on.
She didn't
act like a jealous, catty girl. She was super mature. And she's like, you know what? Even in the first episode, she was like, if he wants me, he wants me. And like, if he doesn't, then that's that.
And listen, you need to pay attention to that. You know, it's only far if you don't want to be there. And I think she is realizing that she's got some qualities that are great. And if it's not something he wants, then that doesn't mean that she's not good enough. It just means she's not the one for him. But it's starting to feel a little bit like maybe towards the end of episode 3, I started to feel more like Chris was more into her than I thought he was going to be.
Same. Like the way that they both describe their feelings, even though we don't see it, which is a little hard because like all we hear are words. We don't see actions. Like,
yet, even though they talked about the 5 love languages a lot in episode 3, which we talk about on our show, It's Complicated, it is a real thing to say, like, I speak this love language, but I give this one.
Right.
And
a lot of these couples talked about, like, their affection level and, like, what they need and what they want. And I think just quickly going back to Brandon and Jonna, like, Brandon is not affectionate, she said, and she thinks it's super weird that John is so affectionate, but we've come to find out there's a reason why he's so affectionate. So, like, the fact that they're having these conversations and figuring each other out can lead to success, but we'll see if we get there.
So, you guys, the five languages of love are words of affirmation, physical touch, receiving gifts, quality time, and acts of service. They talked about all of them. All of the couples on the show expressed what they felt their love language was that they spoke and what they received. And Chris and Jada talked a lot about this. They really do kind of measure up a lot more than I thought they would. Like, they...
Do you think they're going to make it? I guess we'll talk in predictions.
We're getting close anyway, to that time. Okay, we are getting close to that time. To wrap them up, they were the juiciest, for sure. He is the hottest to me. And I wasn't rooting for them at first, and now am.
Listen, I think he's really looking for someone. It sounds too. Like it also, you to go on this show, I think you must be. So I think we have to stop seeing him as a player.
Having a child to do that to you. So if you're dating out there and you're dating someone with a child, pay attention to that because it changes some things.
Yeah,
because
obviously that's a thing he's looking for. He wanted somebody that was going to ask him about his daughter.
And he cried about it, and I don't think he's that good of an actor.
No, he said he looks at Jada and sees his daughter, you said.
It's a lot.
And that is
cute.
So cute. Yes. I can't even handle it.
Should we get into some predictions?
Well, we just went through a whole breakdown, but so yes.
I think we should. I think we should predict.
Break through to...
Because... Okay, Jen. You're after Buzz TV. All right, who was the first couples that we broke down? God, you know, you're making me do... Okay, well, you know what? Let's go... First of all, let's go with Tyler. Let's go with Tyler and Isabella.
Okay.
My prediction
Shannon
is...
and Kimber.
Okay. Oh, Shannon and Kimber. Okay. You know what? I don't think they're not going to... He really physically wants her and she's too cerebral. They're not going to... She's going to leave.
No, I think
she's going to leave. That's my prediction.
They have sex and they're good on chemistry level, but I think ultimately it's going to become a real issue when they start getting into the meatier subjects each episode of...
And the kids.
Right.
And it's going to be a problem.
Makes a relationship, talking to the therapist and talking to the pastor. And it's going to start coming up. And I do think you're right. I think she's going to leave because she's not going to be able to give that to him, and it's going to be too much for her.
She's going
to
leave.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye, Kimber.
Next up.
Tyler and Isabella,
their passion for each other and chemistry is so strong, they're going to be the first to, like, really hit the wall and have, like, a huge disagreement. Will they last? I'm still unsure about that, but are they going to be the first couple to, like, have a breakdown? Yes.
I think, too, that they're going to crash and burn because they are so different in how they were raised and who they are, and also the slow path that they're on, the fact that, like, they're saying all of this stuff, like, they're so emotional, but they, like, literally just kissed.
Yeah.
I think there's, like...
It's not matching
nothing
up.
Nothing is matching. It makes me physically uncomfortable to hear that they're... It's almost like they're, like, a church couple that's, like, in love that doesn't have sex.
Oh, I can't.
I can't either.
No,
so that's
just
why
do it.
I'm concerned. And she's got too many, like, rules.
Yeah, too many rules.
So
she needs to...
His emotions are going to become too much. Her rules are going to become too much. And I think they're going to crash and burn and goodbye.
Mm.
How about Jonna and Brandon?
Jonna and Brandon. Okay, I think my prediction for them is Jonna is going to pull... She seems so closed off. I think he's going to pull her out. And I think they could be a front runner.
I think that they might... do a sneak attack, but then I think ultimately he might get sick of these walls.
Okay, so you think he might go?
I think he might go.
I could get on board with that.
I could actually, I don't know. I feel like Brandon and Isabella
You just want to date Jonna. Oh, Brandon and Isabella. Oh, good call.
Right.
Oh, yeah, they could.
If they were to become lesbians, I think they should. Because those two have like the similar sentiment, like rules
and
walls and things.
Sure. Okay, I can get on board with that.
I don't know that this is part of the show, but I made it.
Okay.
Okay, last but not least.
Did we miss
it? Oh, no, Eric and that other girl.
Eric and that other girl. Honestly.
Her name looks like Judith.
Yes, it's something.
Not. Janice.
Her. She, they.
Kim.
No.
I don't know her name.
No. I think that they are not going to make it. They're not somebody I'm paying attention to, but I think they're going to come in and they're going to be a little more solid than we think.
I don't think they're going to stand.
Yeah. Yes. They're going to fly under the radar. They're under the radar.
Because I almost feel like they're friends.
Yes.
So they know how to get through this long enough to stay for a vacation.
They're going to be besties.
Yeah. And, like, again, where this whole thing happens where one person sleeps on the couch and one person sleeps in the bed, like...
They're never going to be in the bed together.
Right. I don't think that's...
Bye.
I don't even think we've seen them kiss, have we?
Goodbye. No, but she likes him, but he's not going to let that happen. I think he's done. Okay.
Chris and Jada.
Chris and Jada. I don't know. I'm afraid to predict because I really want them to pull through, but I'm still, the jury is out. I feel like my instinct says they're going to crash and burn.
I think they're going to make it through the end of the show, but I don't know that they're going to make it after the show.
Yeah. It's only 3 weeks, guys. If they can't do that, then they can't do nothing.
Yeah, but they're going through all these trials and tribulations.
They are going through all these trials and
tribulations. I wonder if his daughter's going to show up on the island.
Oh, my God, maybe. Jen, if you could give one couple advice, because we give people advice on our show, It's Complicated. Mm-hmm. What couple do you feel right now you need to, like, tell them what to do?
Okay. Well, really just two couples.
Okay, so go.
More than one.
Sure.
I think Brandon needs to get with the program and realize she's got a good guy in front of her, and sounds like she's trying to or came to that realization. But I think she really needs to, like, remember why she's there and sort of, like, lean into this process.
Sure. Trust the process.
Right. And stop being so cuckoo.
Okay.
Anywho. Then there's Tyler and Isabella.
Uh-huh.
I think they need to stop talking and more doing.
Yes, a little enough. Less conversation, a little more action. They need to have sex.
They basically have to have sex.
That's what I think.
They're like that couple in Forgetting Sarah Marshall that, like, doesn't know how to have sex. And
yes, the honeymooners. And they kind of they look like that other couple that flies under the radar. But my advice goes to Jonna and Brandon. I think Brandon really has a great guy in front of her. I think she... her issues are not crazy. She's just a little guarded. And I think he is the guy. It's like when you, this is the couple that someone comes into your life for a reason. They are them. And I think if she just realizes that he is this guy to help her, he will do that. And they could be really good, I think. I really do. I think I'm rooting for them. They're okay. My fave.
Well, I hope he doesn't get sick of her shit. Oops. I said it.
I know, so Jen. God, you're the swearer this time. This I know. It's normal
because
for you.
I'm, like, very annoyed.
This brings out the passion.
Yes,
in us.
Because it's because I like him and I feel like he's really showing up for her.
I agree.
And I feel like she needs to really get with the program.
He is the best guy on the show, I think.
Yeah.
And Chris is the hottest, but Jonna is the best guy on the show. It really does kind of, like, bring the passion out in us. We love talking about stuff like this. We are relationship experts on our show. And where can everyone find you, Jen, and our show?
You can find me at Jennifer Golden on all the social media platforms. And right here at 6 p.m. on Wednesdays on our show, It's Complicated.
Yes, at Complicated Show on all the social medias. Tune in, listen, and watch. We talk about relationships and break down things like that all the time. This show is perfect for us. That's why we're so passionate about it.
Oh, yeah. Where can people find you?
I am Lauren Leonelli. You can find me at Lauren Leonelli on all the social medias. And next week, Allie will be back. The band will be together. There will be a panel of all three of us here to break down episode 4 and maybe 5. We don't know yet. Or no, just 4. 4. Episode 4. And we're gonna get into it. It's gonna be fun.
Oh yeah. And thanks, guys, everybody in the chat room, for chiming in tonight. It's so fun to see everyone is really not happy with Brandon.
Yes. So. And thank you so much for tuning in and listening and watching here at AfterBuzz TV. We're so happy to bring this after show to you. We love the show. We know you guys do too. So make sure you rate and listen and share and tell a friend.
And subscribe.
And subscribe, you guys. All right, we'll be back next week. See you later.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.